This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Nami Gadde, and this is The Rundown. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is defending his administration's decision to expand an expensive program they hope will help overweight state workers become healthier. Pritzker wants lawmakers to approve $210 million to expand coverage of injectable drugs for obesity and other ailments to more enrollees in the state health insurance program. The measure passed last year, but the bill is now coming due. And the governor told reporters Tuesday, actual spending may not be as high as the administration estimates.
It's unlikely that the cost will be as much as is in the budget, but on the other hand, you don't want to, underestimate.
This class of drugs has been highly sought after across the country. One expert interviewed by WBEZ warned costs for Illinois could run much higher than the administration estimates. The Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum is now home to a document that historians say helped start the Civil War. The letter from Lincoln asks the Secretary of State to officially enact the 1861 Anaconda Plan. That plan blockaded southern states following the Confederate attack on Fort Sumter. The blockade hurt Confederate cotton and tobacco exports and kept weapons and supplies from getting in. Library and Museum Director Christina Schutt says this was Lincoln's turning point in the war.
Now the president must decide whether to act boldly to win a war the Confederacy has started or dither and hope that somehow the crisis fades.
Governor J.B. and First Lady M.K. Pritzker bought the document at auction. They donated it to the Springfield Museum this week. It will be on display until February next year. Environmental advocacy groups lobbied Illinois lawmakers yesterday at the first ever Conservation Day at the State House. Organizations like the Illinois Environmental Council are watching several pieces of legislation. One bill would create the Prairie Lawns Program to protect pollinator habitats. Among other things, the measure would require the Illinois Department of Natural Resources to assist people with planting pollinator-friendly native plants in their yards. Democratic Senator Laura Fine is a bill sponsor.
It's very important that we do everything we can to protect our environment. And pollinators are an integral part of our ecosystem. And so we need to be responsible and make sure that these pollinators can thrive.
The bill passed the Illinois House and is now in the Senate. A new exhibition at the Illinois Holocaust Museum and Education Center shares the stories of global genocide victims. Voices of Genocide opens today. It profiles the voices of people who have survived genocides and their descendants, including in Armenia, Guatemala, Rwanda, Burma, and Bosnia-Herzegovina. Kelly Zaney helped arrange the exhibit. She says survivors note common threads run throughout genocides, no matter where they happen.
They all talk about the process of creating this us versus them mentality, the idea of scapegoating and the use of propaganda to create and define this enemy for the government at that period of time.
The 2,000 square foot exhibit takes approximately 30 to 40 minutes to visit. Something else you should know today. Soon, a trillion cicadas will emerge in Illinois. To keep them from hurting trees, experts at the Morton Arboretum recommend covering them with tulle, the material used to make ballet tutus. That material is ideal because it prevents female cicadas from laying eggs in tiny tree branches. Cicadas will start emerging in about 2 weeks. Today's weather will be partly cloudy with highs in the low 70s. And tomorrow we're expecting cloudy skies with rain and similar temperatures. Later today, tap dancer Bill Barrett has a career spanning 4 decades. He loves talking about the history of tap. This year, he's one of the National Endowment for the Arts Heritage Fellows. But before all that, he was a kid on Chicago's West Side.
My grandmother wanted to be in show business, but because of her life and her times, it didn't happen. So when her children started having children, i.e. me and my cousins, grandma was like, oh no, somebody's gonna do this show business thing.
My Rundown co-host Aaron talks to Brill about how he came up in the dance world and how he's passing his wisdom on to the next generation of tap dancers. That's today at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.